Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, hashtag TBV Podcast. Find us on all forms of social media. Today is going to be an immediate reaction show to Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor's weigh-in. We'll give you those weigh-in results. Floyd coming in at a shocking 149. Conor coming in under the limit of 153. Both men coming in under the contracted weight limit. Floyd significantly lighter. What does it mean? I don't know. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss all the yells and bravado that came from Conor McGregor after the weigh-in. What does it mean? I don't know, but we'll discuss it. We're going to talk to, obviously, my co-host, Matt, the hipster hunter out in the Golden State, and there won't be any other topics, so we'll get to all the callers quickly. We want your immediate reaction to the weigh-in, to Conor, you know, drinking some electrolytes immediately. I don't know. Did he look sucked in or did he look good? Floyd looked muscular is what the telecast was saying. I don't know. You tell us your opinion while I go out to my co-host.
Dalla DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Thompson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock into a knockout, man. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, yeah, haters beware. Got Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor weigh-in. You know, it's always this huge spectacle. The place was completely packed. Obviously, Floyd weighing 149. You know, what does that mean? There's a difference between 153. Obviously, Conor McGregor is going to balloon up to maybe 170, maybe 175. Is that going to play a factor? My hunch is probably no. Probably not. Because Floyd has done that before. He's fought bigger guys. Let's not act like Canelo doesn't balloon up to 170, 175 as well. And Canelo is light years of a better boxer and probably a harder hitter in boxing than McGregor. And we saw what that fight was. Now, the spectacle of this event, I thought it was amazing. I just think that this is just another chapter, another page in this book that is this show. And it is this part of history, both boxing and now MMA history. And it's just still surreal to me. I can't believe we're here still. Like, I know we're a day away, but this was like the weigh-in. It's now happening. Like, we're not going to get a last minute one of these guys getting hurt, one of these guys pulling out, nothing like that. It's happening. And it's still surreal. So I can't wait to chop it up with everyone.
You know, the moment that it hit me was I'm watching it on Fox Sports 1 that did a great job covering it. And they go in front of the arena and this digital money fight comes at you. The money fight just rolls at you. Did that show up for you on the, you know, whatever stream or whatever you were
watching? Well, I was on the Showtime stream at first, and that wasn't working. And actually, everyone was jumping off of the Showtime stream. So Showtime, I don't know what was happening there, but they had like 30,000 people. They went to 5,000 because everyone was jumping off. I went to the UFC stream on YouTube, and they reached like 500,000 people streamed live.
Wow.
at one time. Now, obviously, the cumulative views is probably over a million at this point, I would assume. But yeah, it was just, it was insane. And no, I didn't get that. We just got Jimmy Lennon Jr. introducing Conor McGregor. That was the first thing I saw.
That for me gave me the movie feel. I immediately turned to my girl and I was like, wow, that was like a scene out of the movies. Like, it felt like that scene with one of the Wayans brothers when he was like an overweight boxer versus Woody Harrelson. Remember? Probably, you're so young. Whatever. The point is, it felt, like you said, surreal. I couldn't believe that it was really happening. But fast forward to the weigh-in, Floyd looked phenomenal. Coming in at 149.
They both did, to be honest.
Well, I don't know. I felt like around the eyes of Conor McGregor were a little dark. When he was doing his interview, he immediately was drinking, you know, and there was a lot of nervous energy in Conor. I know that MMA fans will say, oh, that bald head guy is stupid. Conor acts like that at all his weigh-ins, and he might. And he might. But
just to put in perspective very quickly, when he had to weigh 145 pounds for his first legit world title fight against Jose Aldo, he looked weight drained there. And he did all these antics. He did all the yelling. He even did the arms outstretched and started yelling. He did all that stuff too. And then he knocked him out 13 seconds. I'm not saying that's going to happen here. I'm just saying I don't think he was weight drained.
Hey, I'm not even suggesting that he was weight drained. I'm just saying.
I know you aren't, but there are people out there suggesting
I'm
that.
I'm saying, in comparison, Floyd looked a lot more calm and under control. More of a, I've been here before, whereas I feel like, you know, again, one had nervous energy. And I'm not an MMA fan. You've watched him do this, so you can interpret it as you want. We'll see what the callers say. Remember that number, 1-425-569-5241. We were looking for your immediate reactions to everything that was this weigh-in. You spoke about the spectacle of this event, and it was that. I mean, you know, I obviously, my girlfriend being a novice, boxing watcher, right? I had to let her know that was like over 20,000 people that paid to get into that weigh-in. Like,
I guarantee those people at the weigh-in aren't going to the actual fight tomorrow.
Oh, exactly. And Matt, and she's like, does that happen all the time? And I'm like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, very rare. Like, Canelo Mayweather did it, but it always ending in Mayweather is for sure that it looks this way. And sometimes Canelo can make it look this way in certain locations.
Yeah, and same with Anthony Joshua, I bet. If you
had
a big Anthony Joshua fight in London, I bet they would do that.
Remember him because he's like almost in another world, you know what I mean? And he's not a talker like that, you know. But you're right, Joshua.
In terms of look like online metrics, Anthony Joshua is the biggest star in boxing beside Mayweather.
Oh, beside Mayweather.
Yeah.
Well, Mayweather holding strong. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button for us. It helps with the visibility of the show, obviously. It lets other callers find this around the world so that they can have a safe haven to come here and talk boxing. We're looking for your immediate reactions to this weigh-in. What'd you think? Did Floyd look skinny? Did Conor look skinny? I don't know.
Is it going to be a factor at all? You know, I know there are people that will take something from this weigh-in and say, because of this, the fight's going to end up like this.
Absolutely. Matt, I want to ask you, what did you feel about the telecast? Obviously, I didn't know the one cauliflower ear guy, but I did know.
Oh my God.
I knew Jacobs. Oh, you didn't get to hear the telecast then?
No, I did. I got the end of it. I got it after the weigh-in. Jacobs wasn't on. Maybe he was. I just didn't see him.
Yeah, he was there. It was four. It was a UK woman or accent.
No, that's not what I saw.
Okay. Damn.
Well, you saw Fox Sports 1. Again, I was watching
Showtime. I'll give you the scenario. So one of the former MMA dudes or current MMA dudes that was, you know, posing as an analyst for the moment with
Michael Bisping, Dominic Cruz.
No clue.
So,
you know, he was white though, and obviously the other one is Tyrone Woodley, I think, and he was
Woodley's black.
So he threw it out there. He was like, "Oh, this is a huge event. Who knows what this is going to mean after in the post? We might see Daniel Jacobs versus Tyrone Woodley. I don't know. I don't know." And I'm like, "I don't know. Is there going to be any excitement for that, Matt?"
No, and I want all of these MMA fighters and even boxers, because boxers are now partaking in this. All these crossover fights. Stipe Miocic was calling out Anthony Joshua. Stipe Miocic is the UFC heavyweight champion, for those that do not know. Stuff like that. Tyrone Woodley versus Daniel Jacobs.
What?
I don't want to see any of these. Please stop. Please stop.
Who the fuck is that guy?
What the hell? I don't know, guys. I don't know who he's talking about either. Listen, so Floyd six-pack, right? I mean, the other day, photos leaked about him looking as good as he did today at the weigh-in, and people, you know, you've seen some of the headlines, immediately thought that he was on something. But were you surprised for him to come in at 149 and not 54?
No.
He never comes in at 54.
No. And even when he fought Canelo at 152, he didn't come in at 152. He came in, I think it was like 150. So none of this is surprising. And even Connor, I think, sending a subliminal to MMA media or MMA fans, because a lot of MMA fans, MMA media do not think he can make 145 again. That's why he vacated that belt. Him going to 153, I think, is a little subliminal to the MMA crowd, maybe.
Well, 153 and 145 is two different things.
I understand, but remember, he fights at 155 in the UFC. So he came in 2 pounds less than what he weighs in at usually. So I'm just saying, maybe that's what it is. I'm just throwing that out there. McGregor's that type of guy to do something like that, send subliminals like that. But again, it's not a factor. I mean, none of this is going to play any sort of factor in the fight.
You know what was sad? I was watching the Fox Sports telecast, right? And they had expert after expert, guys I've never seen, because, you know, I only watch boxing. And boxing rarely is on Fox Sports 1 unless it's on a Tuesday or like tonight on a Friday night. It's never during the day at 6 p.m. Eastern time, okay? So the people that I'm watching discuss boxing, I have no clue who they are. But they're on TV. They have their suits. They're in the studio. And they're talking, but not one picked Conor McGregor. Everyone is picking Floyd by stoppage. One out of the four hosts pick Floyd by UD, unanimous decision. Everyone else by stoppage, either 8, 5, or 6. I mean, damn, we've been talking about this fight for weeks upon weeks. And I don't think that there's ever been that strong of a pull that Floyd is going to score a knockout. We are more of the mindset that we're like, Floyd doesn't get knockouts. I'm okay with him winning a unanimous decision. That's what he's going to do. But I'm starting to question myself. I know that the guys on TV truly aren't the hardcores, and we are. But I'm like, damn, do they know something?
When you refer to the guys on TV, are they MMA fighters on Fox Sports 1? Are they just talking heads?
They didn't even look like fighters, bro. And believe me, at least I know some. Like, look, I knew who Woodley was, and I don't watch UFC.
If they're just talking heads, then let's be honest. They don't know anything about either boxing or MMA.
Yeah, but it was still interesting that no one picked Conor. That would have at least made for good TV. The whole all panelists.
No one's going to risk their credibility by picking the freaking underdog in this fight. Come on, man. Like, especially if you don't know shit. Let's say, like, you don't know baseball at all, right? You know Derek Jeter, right? And so you think, oh, Derek Jeter's a great player, so he must be better than player B, right? Like, that's what you would think because you're casual, and you're just going to leave it like that. So, I mean, that casual in terms of the media, they're going to say, well, Floyd's 49-0. He's TBE. You know, they probably think he's the best boxer ever as well, maybe even behind Ali. So they're going to stick with that instead of picking the wild card in McGregor, even though they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
The wild card, man. You know, my girlfriend's in the other room, brother, just soaking up all this pre-fight hype. They've been going since.
Does she want to pay the $100?
Oh, well, I've been bought it.
I know you have. I'm saying, would she on her own?
No, she was going to go. If I was going to go to Vegas, she was going to go to a friend's house to watch it, but she was going to watch it. People are interested.
Everyone's women, interested.
Children, they're all interested. Everyone's talking. I was getting a haircut today in a Dominican barbershop, and they're talking. I'm fishing. I'm like, I'm taking all bets. No one wants to bet, though, but they all are called. And in the Dominican barbershop, poor McGregor, they don't even know that he's Irish. They're calling him the Russian, but in Spanish. It's like, El Russo. They're like, El Russo has a shot. And I'm like, dude, he's from fucking Ireland, bro. But yeah, they're giving him a shot, but people won't bet on it. So it's going to be interesting to see, to say the least. I mean, I have already fantasized about the aftermath and Conor actually winning. Like, it's actually interesting, right? You know, and it sucks.
Are you really going down this road of actually contemplating?
Listen to me. The thing is that you seen Floyd get up to the weigh-in, and you know, he was booed. And my girl turned to me and she was like, yo, what's wrong? Why they don't like him? I'm like, yo, they pay to see him lose and he doesn't lose. People hate to see you on top. She was like, I don't get it, but why? I said, babe, people fear what they can't conquer. Hate what they
don't.
That's
why people hate LeBron James. That's why people hate Tom Brady. That's why people hate a lot of great athletes.
Yes. They want to see you lose. And, you know, in the barbershop, again, Matt, with the barbershop logic, they're like, whatever, man. Tyson was just as cocky as Mayweather. And look, Buster Douglas happened. I said, yo, but Buster was at least a fucking boxer. But I bet you that there'd be callers lined up right now to tell me, Matt, that they'd rather have McGregor as their fight in their buddy in a street fight than Buster Douglas.
You know what's sad is that I've heard a lot of boxing fans, a lot of people in this show, people I consider TBV family, right, go, I wish McGregor would win because I don't like Floyd. But I know Floyd's going to win because they're obviously a boxing fan, right?
Clear, I've never said that.
I'm not saying you have. No, I'm saying like we've had callers, we've had people that I talk to behind the scenes, and they say that. Like, that is a common thing. Regardless of our opinion of who wins, most people don't like Floyd. I mean, Floyd is, in all reality, sort of not a great person.
You know, I'm hearing on the bat signal from our Robert, the correspondent, he's saying that Tank might have missed weight.
What was that?
Robert saying that Tank might have missed weight. Tank Davis, the alleged one, the next one, the pay-per-view star, the youngest champion in boxing, is how he was introduced to Snoop Doggy Dogg in the Dog Pound over there in TMT Money Mayweather's gym, right? That guy, you follow yet?
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand.
If he misses weight, he loses the belt.
No, I don't think he missed weight, though.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure he's going to go running. He's not just going to lose it.
Yeah, well, Dante Davis had to weigh in today, so I'm assuming he either made weight or did not. We would have heard about it by now, I would assume.
Well, reports are coming in. What do you say we open up these phone lines?
Yeah, let's go to the phone callers and the sponsors.
Alrighty then.
Fight fans, don't leave the decision in the hands of the judges. Download the Throwdown scoring app and receive live scoring, CompuBox stats, boxing predictions from other users around the world. Head over to your iPhone App Store or your Google Play Store and download it absolutely free.
Yeah, I wish I knew where my backspin was, right? Because then I would throw that in and be like, right? And then I would jump in and say, damn, this is a perfect time to do a cheap plug that me and my co-host Matthew, the Hipster Hunter, and myself will be featured on a pre-fight show for the Young Turks and their sports department.
Yes.
If I followed all that correctly.
Yes. So, at what, 4:15 Central?
4:50
Central. So obviously 5:50 Eastern, and that would be 2:50 Pacific time on Facebook Live and YouTube Live, I believe.
So we just wanted to say that so that you guys could catch us there and obviously give us some support and come chat it up with us and talk some boxing because that's what we'll be doing for the Young Turks. Yeah, so again, that'll be tomorrow, and that'll be at 4:50 Central time. And yeah, for the Young Turks, which was very big for Matt, you know? He was just like, whoa, you know? Whoa.
Yeah, I was happy. You know me, I'm a member of the Young Turks. I'm a supporter of the Young Turks. So that was pretty cool for me.
It was. And they have a very huge subscriber base. So that's going to be amazing to be on their show and talk some boxing and maybe, you know, add some knowledge there. We're going to go out to these phone calls. Remember the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time if you want to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. And Skype callers, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to call in absolutely free. That's Nestorgibbs. We're going out to Majid in Florida. Talk to me.
Hello?
Majid, talk to me.
Come back to me. I ain't ready. My bad.
Oh, man, dropping that ball. Class inbound in Texas. Talk to me.
Hey, how's it going? Sweet. So, Wayne, I'm not going to put too much into it. It is what it is. No matter how Conor Floyd looked, it wasn't going to change my thoughts on how this fight was going to go. I don't know. I'm really curious to see how this all plays out. I'm actually, you know, the more I think about it, dang, Matt, you said you had people who were betting on Conor. Yo, you got to send some of those friends my way if they feel like they don't have any bets, because I'd love to make some free money. I'd love to be able to pay rent a lot easier.
No, I didn't say people were betting on him. I'm saying people want him to win. Even if they absolutely think Floyd's going to win, there's a lot of people that still want Floyd to lose. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I get it, but it's just like, I don't know, man. Like,
I can't find a single person that will bet me. I can't find a single person that will bet me on this.
Me either.
Yeah, I mean, that would be nice, but I mean, that's all I've got for you guys. Nothing else has really transpired, so yeah, we'll just be ready for the next call-in tomorrow night after Floyd wins. So,
all right, class inbound. Thanks for calling in. All right, guys, listen, we're giving everybody 45 seconds. This is a spontaneous show, so make sure you get your thoughts all clear and ready, because we got callers waiting on the line beneath you.
Let's go back to Majid really fast.
We'll give him more time. We're going to give him way more time. We're going to go to Alexander Bully in the UK. Talk to me.
Yo, what's going on, my people, man? First things first, there was hella nervous energy in that boy's shoulders, man. You could see it. It was way too tense. And the way he started shouting at Floyd and Floyd was looking at him, I was like, bro, this bitch ain't talking to Jose Aldo or Chad Mendes or whoever the fuck he beat up in that little cage thing. He talking to the best of the best, and he was looking at him. You know the dog that be barking way too loud, just, ooh, 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 too much. Floyd was looking like, I hope you bite. Because in boxing, if you give it out, you better take it, man. And other than that, like, I was hoping when he said Floyd Money Mayweather, when the announcer said it, I was going to hear that money team joint one more time, because that joint too fuego. But when he changed it up with the Phil Collins, like, there was something in the air, man. There was something in the air. He's going to go in and stop him. He's going to stop him in under six. I'm telling you. I could feel it. I'm out.
Alexander, this is why I love this show, Matt, because, you know, that's something I forgot, but something I did mention with my girl. I'm like, man, I love that he came out to Phil Collins, bro. That was dope. I appreciate that specific song. I felt the way that Bully felt, that it meant something, you know?
Maybe I feel younger.
Coming in the air. Well, it's the words, brother. It's the words.
I don't know.
Obviously, the beat, right? The melody is like,
when I think of Phil Collins, I think of The Hangover.
Hangover? Did they play that song?
Oh my God, come on, man.
I don't even know. I mean, yo, Jay-Z used it on Blueprint 3. I mean,
that's great. I understand that.
Whatever, B. Whatever.
I'm saying I'm 22.
Yeah, hater. Yeah, you're 22. Your generation is Conor McGregor. He's going to get stopped mañana. Yeah. Anthony from Sure Dog Radio Network. Talk to us, brother.
Hey, what's up, man? Definitely wanted to say, like, the nervous energy that everybody's talking about with Conor, I don't put any stock into that. Not saying it's going to change the outcome of the fight, but the only time he didn't act like that at a weigh-in was when he lost to Nate Diaz. That is the one time it happened, and I think he's one of those guys that needs to cut a lot of weight in order to feel primal and get that animal spirit in him to actually perform. I mean, I don't think he's going to win him the fight, I got Floyd by decision. But I don't think Conor's going to necessarily embarrass himself. I think he'll at least have a couple of moments to where we can show him some respect for at least trying.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. The fight fans are definitely interpreting as nervous energy. But I know that's what I told my co-host. I said the more knowledgeable MMA guys will say that he does this all the time.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of his thing. I mean, he's yelled at everybody, and he says the same sort of things and screams like that. And like I said, the one time he didn't do that is when Nate Diaz choked him out. So I just think he needs that in order to kind of feel like he's in the fight. I guess that's his version of, you know, one of those guys who needs to generate some sort of animosity toward their opponent. I think this is his way of doing that.
Well, all right, Anthony, we're going to get to some other callers. Thank you again for calling in. As always, Anthony from the Sure Dog Radio Network. We're going to Kay in Little Rock, Arkansas. What's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on, Boxing Voice? I called the man Conman McQuitter, and he looked very gaunt. He did look nervous, all that screaming he was doing. And he's not awkward like everyone says he is. All he does is use a popping jab and a counter left cross against MMA guys who run in with their head in the middle in the center line. Floyd doesn't do that. Conor's a one-trick pony, and Floyd has many, many more tools in sport of boxing.
Well, all right, Kay, thanks for calling in. Matt, you know, I'm glad he said that, because I was watching the, obviously, Fox Sports telecast. They did a great job covering the weigh-in, and they showed plenty of Conor McGregor highlights and, like, rags to riches story. You know, they showed like a picture with him and some famous UFC guy, the first time UFC ever came to Ireland, before Conor ever had any tattoos and looking really young. You know, so they definitely are doing a marvelous job selling this to the casual fan. I mean, right now they're still running All Access episodes on repeat. But watching both men and their replays so consecutively, back to back, the speed difference is very evident that Floyd is going to be light years faster than Conor. I mean, they were showing highlights of Conor, but he was even getting hit during those highlights. So I'm just wondering, man, is this going to really end up looking like Arturo Gatti? I mean, I'm not wondering, am I calling it? Is this Arturo Gatti Mayweather all over again?
Possibly. And it may even be worse. I mean, again, we saw...
Did he stop Gotti?
Yeah, he did. Oh. It was a TKO, because you know Gotti, man. Guy can take a shot. We saw what Terrence Crawford did to a two-belt holder in Julius Ndongo in three rounds. And we saw the levels in boxing there from two guys fighting for an undisputed championship, two guys undefeated. And now we're going to see one guy fight a guy that's never really boxed even close to this level. Again, levels. There's levels to this game. I don't think Conor's at that level even remotely. So this could end very fast. Or if Floyd's in a mood, it could end at any point that he wants.
Yo, I'm hearing that Tank is stripped.
Really?
That is going to be bad.
Oh, no.
That is not the type of publicity that you want when you're supposed to be looking phenomenal on this card.
Agreed. And very quickly before I jump to that, we do have Monster Piece on the line, so if you want to go to Monster Piece, we can. But man, if that is true, I need to look it up. I don't have anything looking up right now.
You have her name there, because you're not expecting me to fish through the sea, right?
Are you serious, man? You don't know her number?
Of course not.
Come on.
There's a million numbers there.
Just go to her intro.
All I see is numbers. This is like the Matrix over here, buddy. This is why we help each other. I'm a motherfucker
monster. Hello, my sweet summer children.
Masterpiece, what's up?
My monster.
What you think of that weigh-in? Was that nervous energy, or us boxing fans crazy?
Oh my God, our boxing fans are crazy. We're crazy since we love this so much. We really are. But you know what? It's like Matt kept saying, you know, it's a spectacle, it's entertainment, it's gonna happen. We gotta deal with it. And I totally agree with that statement, Matt. You know, it is what it is. I just want to give a quick shout out and a very, very heartfelt to Cotto versus Kamagai and the attendees for that fight. My heart goes out to you guys. God bless you all for keeping it real.
That's still a shit fight.
More power to you guys.
Yo, let me find out you half Puerto Rican trying to get a cheap plug for Cotto so people to remember to watch it tomorrow.
Well, you know what? That's boxing. At the end of the day, Nestor, whether you want to criticize Cotto, criticize Cat, that's boxing. What
that's
we're going to watch
boxing.
Tomorrow
that's
is
not boxing. That's not boxing. That's he's doing the same thing. He's doing the same thing. Cherry picking. Shit. Matter of fact, more people think McGregor's going to beat Floyd than they think Kamagai's going to beat Cotto.
It's so true.
Right. You know what? But it is what it is, man. At least Kamagai is an actual fucking boxer, Buster. That's the point that I'm trying to make. But anyway,
no, he's a heavy bag, man.
What?
I said Kamagai's a heavy bag.
You know, I don't even know what to say. There's so many places to go tomorrow and watch this fight. Applebee's. I don't know if you guys saw my post on Instagram. Applebee's is also hosting at 117th Street. Huge. They have a huge event going on over there.
That's
the 2 for $20 deal is still popping.
That shit going to look like a nightclub. So, Applebee's in Harlem?
Oh my God. Yeah. And you know they serve liquor at Applebee's.
You're going to have to go dressed up. You better get your nails done.
Shit. I don't know where to go. So many places, but I'm going to be with family because that's cheaper and more convenient for me. But at the end of the day, you know, I look forward to seeing both fights, Nestor, because yes, I am going to watch Dakota. No matter what, because my heart still goes out to him. But yeah, that's the thing. But, you know, what if McGregor wins? You know, what if
I like that what if story. I do. I keep falling in love with that. What if he wins? I like it.
He could become the Bo Jackson of the fight game. Ooh, I just posted that right now.
Bo Jackson.
I was thinking. I mean, hey, any sports fans out there, yeah, I know Bo Jackson.
No, I know. Baseball, football. Baseball, football. He played both sports at the same time.
Exactly. It was an all-star in both of them. An all-star in both of them. Meaning that's
huge. So that's what you're saying Connor is
now. Very different sports.
So now
you
Connor's
never know. I'm saying if he wins tomorrow, because he's already a star. If he wins tomorrow, can that catapult his career in boxing? We don't know. Because look, another example. This is a total opposite, right? When Michael Jordan decided to do that, he sucked at baseball. Everybody knew that. But what ended up happening? He tried it. He failed. He went back to boxing. He went back to basketball and still became a legend in the sport. We just don't know what may happen tomorrow. This is fun and interesting at the same time. I have a dilemma because I want to hate it, but I want to love it at the same time.
You know you love
Anyways,
it.
Anyways, guys.
You know you love it.
I love making fun of it, I tell you that. I love enthusiasm and I love to make fun of that. But it is a love and hate relationship.
McGregor, huh?
Yes. What happened?
You're picking McGregor. Just admit it.
No, I'm not. I'm picking. I always pick Floyd. I don't think I ever picked against Floyd. Oh wait, yes, I did for the Manny Pacquiao fight. It was the first time I ever picked against. Now even with Maidana, and I like Maidana a lot, like a lot. But for the Pacquiao fight, I think it was the only time. And remember this, I think I ended up calling in. No, I didn't call in. I think I told you when you got upset and you made that episode, and you were like yelling, like I paid $100. And this motherfucker said his arm is fucking, his shoulder was broken. You were like upset, you remember? You were like yelling like that?
Yeah. Because he tricked us.
Well, anyway, Ness felt disrespected and he let everybody know on that episode. But yeah, no, I'm picking Floyd. I think that's the obvious choice. If you're a real boxing fan, you will pick Floyd. Or at least if you consider it, you know.
Well, all anyway, right,
guys,
Master,
that's my 2 cents. Good night. I can't wait to hear.
I can't wait to see those posts from Fridays. I mean, that's gonna be like a whole evening. Got to get ready for that. Damn, we just lost somebody I was going to. Let me see. 619, first time caller. 619-717, first time caller. 619-619, first time caller.
Yeah, this is the first time caller, man.
All right, I'm going to get and play this first time caller intro. Then I want you to get it. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and get right into your call. You got 45 seconds, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
My name is Miguel, man. You know what? Hey, I think they're wearing this mug on a Wednesday, bro. I'm going for my grade, man. All the way, hey, my money's in right there.
So, are you Mexican?
No. What do you think?
I don't know. You have an accent. I think I hear an accent. Are you on speakerphone?
What's up?
Are you on speaker?
Yeah, I'm figuring out.
Yeah, can you get off speaker? Because we're getting an echo.
What's up?
All right. Now we can hear you, brother. You want to start that over?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm from Vista, California. North County, North San Diego.
Okay. So you're from San
and
Diego.
And I don't think me where it has this. No, my name's Miguel. And I think Mayweather's going to lose this shit, man.
Why is that?
Man, he's a little-ass nigga, bro. Come on, man.
Whoa, baby. Whoa.
Mayweather has the reach. He has the fucking hands, man. Mayweather's going to go down, man. No doubt. He's going to go down.
Well, all right, my friend Miguel from San Diego, you said?
Diego, California, man. California.
Brother, well, thank you for calling in. We're going out to Arthur, also in Cali. Talk to us.
Nope. Sorry, Arthur. We have to go back.
Hey, yo.
We have a ringer, Stainless, from Nashville.
Straight to the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, so I gotta repeat. Stainless from the streets to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Yo, TBV, what up? Matt, Ned.
What up?
Yeah, that was a real interesting weigh in. Mayweather looked real focused. I can't believe I'm actually getting ready for this event. I guess I'll be watching it with Mixed Combat Matt over there, just waiting for it to be over with so we can get back to boxing. I just called in to say thank you for this little support group here, because my guy, I'm sure all of us just are doing the best we can to just get through this, but this whole time on this line has just been hilarious. I've been cracking up the whole time, man. Again, man, as I always say, please make sure that you push the thumbs up, make sure it's blue, and share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. Get on that Patreon. Stop wasting your time with that $3, man. Look at some real shit. All right, man. Y'all take it easy, man. Peace.
All right, Stainless, thanks for calling in. Any other ringers or boomerangs that we need to get to from our Patreon supporters?
No, I think we're good right now.
All right, so I'm going to go out to Las Vegas, live on the scene, 702-467 or 461. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, you guys. Jack in Vegas, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I got two quick things. First thing, on a technical side, watching McGregor's fights, when he throws that left, man, he always keeps his right hand low, and I'm talking low by his waist. And when he counters that, I think it's going to be lights out, man, for real. I think that he's going to wear him down over the course of a number of rounds, just like when De La Hoya didn't want to throw anymore because he didn't want to get that counter back. Same thing's going to happen with Conor. I think Floyd's going to take him out either by a straight KO or it's going to be a stoppage, I think, by the seventh round. But the only thing, and I'm with you, that's the only thing that worries me is Everybody's talking Floyd. Even casuals that I know here in Vegas are talking Floyd. And it just worries me that, I mean, I'm going to bet it. I'm going to put a lot of money on it because I figure if I'm going down, I'm going down on the greatest upset in history.
What?
How can you not get your money in on Floyd?
Are you saying you're betting on McGregor? Because you said greatest upset.
No. What I'm saying is I'm getting my money in on Floyd because if I lose, it's the greatest upset of all time.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So how can you not bet Floyd? How can you not take out a second mortgage on Floyd? It would be the greatest upset in history. History. The guy's never had a professional fight going against the greatest defensive fighter of our generation. You can hate on Floyd about, you know, he's not a good dude and all that, but I see him around town, man. And you know what? He's always been a nice guy when I've seen him. I mean, he beats his wife. I don't accept that. That's not good. But what I'm saying is that if he loses, if Floyd loses, it's the greatest beat of all time. How can you not get your money on Floyd? It's stealing. It's
Jack,
-$5 right now on Floyd.
Jack, you're giving me an excellent call, man. Yeah, giving me an excellent call, but I gotta cut you short there, brother, because it is 45 seconds. This is an immediate reaction show. We want to get to everyone's immediate reaction. We're going out to Abraham in San Diego. Talk to me.
Yo, what's up, man? I know I've called before and I've said that Connor is boxing, but I've been just playing. You saw the way that Floyd walked out of the ring. This is his last match, man, and he's focused, and he is gonna knock this motherfucker out. And that other fool from San Diego that called not that long ago, man, that fool's stupid. How can you put race in this, man? Fucking McGregor's putting it down for USA, and he's even said it. How can you go racial on this, man? No, I don't know, but this is Mayweather's last fight and McGregor's last boxing fight.
Well, all right, brother. Thanks for calling in. I hope it's not neither man's last boxing fight, to be honest with you, man. It's just they're both good for the sport. Let me see. We're going to Fight Fan Franco in Charlotte, California. Talk to us.
Charlotte, California. Come on, man.
Excuse me, Carolina. I'm all, yo. I told Matt I'm no good. All
good,
I see
bro.
Is numbers there, man. He don't know. I guess I'm getting old. I need to get glasses.
Hey, man, you got to relax, man. You got to take days off like Mayweather do. You know what I'm saying?
No days off. Hard work, dedication.
That's right. Hey, look, man, I just wanted to say it was funny. McGregor was talking about how saving he was, but he was the only one drinking beverages and shit. Like, Floyd was straight chilling. He wasn't doing nothing. He was still out there talking with people, different news, you know what I'm saying, outlets and everything, man. We already knew McGregor was – I mean, most people think McGregor's going to get beat just like all the other callers, man, but that was just funny that McGregor said that, man. He just talking, man. He did a good job hyping it, but he going to get knocked out, yo.
Well, all right, brother. That's Franco. It. Thanks for calling in. Man. If it's such a disparity in levels, Matt, I mean, should it be sooner than the fours and the fives that are being mentioned out there in terms of rounds and stoppages?
If we weren't talking about Mayweather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was Triple G, huh?
Exactly. Exactly. Mayweather.
All right, let's get out to 832-340. 832-340. First time caller.
Hello, this is Joseph Jonathan.
Joseph Jonathan, where are you calling
in
from?
I have two from Houston.
Houston, talk to us, brother.
So I have two quick points to make. If you could allow me to make my two points before asking me why. First point is, I don't see how anybody's going to knock out or TKO McGregor when 6'1" Nate Diaz, one of the best boxers in the USC, cannot do it with 4 ounce MMA gloves in either fight or even knock him down. And McGregor had enough power to knock down Nate 3 times in that last fight. No one has ever knocked Nate down in striking before, and Nate always wins
in striking versus other strikers.
That's actually false.
Conor McGregor. Second point is, Floyd has never knocked out anyone 140 and over.
45 seconds, my friend. You guys got to get your thoughts in order.
Nate Diaz was knocked out by Josh Thompson, and that's actually the only person to ever knock him out. McGregor knocked Nate Diaz down 3 times in the first round of their rematch, but then again was a close competitive fight throughout and lost rounds 3, 5, and maybe even another round in some people's minds.
All right. Matt, get his name down. 585-355. 585-355. First time caller?
Nah, this is your boy Dwayne from Rochester. Yo, I didn't call yesterday to make my fight prediction, so I'm just going to make my fight prediction. I got Mayweather, 7th round, 8th round TKO. And I don't know what McGregor talking about. Mayweather looking all big. Hey, Mayweather looked real good. 40 years old, Mayweather looking real nice. And I think he's going to walk my man McGregor down and take him out in the 7th, 8th round. And you're going to see McGregor huffing and puffing like he always do. What people need to notice that McGregor gets tired, and he's going to get tired tomorrow night. That's my call, fellas.
You know, we didn't address that, Matt, the fact that McGregor hinted at Mayweather coming in out of shape. No problem.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's anything in it. Like, he didn't look out of shape, so I don't think that. It could just be banter, just could be shit talk, you know?
All right, we're going out to the 707-646. 707-646, first time caller?
Nah, man. Tokyo Swish, and I'm back, man, from the Bay, man. First off, Polly is a rat, man, and a snitch bitch. So let's just cut him off the Showtime. Second off, man, you looking at the Celtic Warrior, man. That's what you saw when Conor was out there yelling. Y'all think it's a game. Y'all think he's going to go out there punching all? No, you looking at the soul of a Celtic Warrior. You feel me? You can't touch this. He's untouchable. He's going to go out there and destroy. And you finna witness, and you finna witness, and you finna see. Trust and believe. Tokyo Swish, I'm out.
Tokyo Swish, take that down, Matt. 404-664. 404-664. First time caller? Okay.
Too much background noise.
510. My producer does not play. Get your phones together. 510-302. 510-302. First time calling?
Check this out. First time calling. And y'all seen me on Ballers and a few other shows, whatever, man.
What's your name?
Gordon.
You breaking up, buddy.
Well, hold on. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, this is Dwayne. Look, let me make this quick. I know I got 45 seconds.
Man, your phone is bad right now, buddy. Maybe you want to call back in and we'll get you right back on. Go ahead. We'll look for that number. 313-377. 313-377. First time caller?
Yo.
First
time. Yes, sir. What up, Ness?
What's up, brother? What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Kyle Money Ogletree. I'm calling from the D. I'm calling straight from Detroit, man. What's up? Put me on. I can holler at that bitch-ass motherfucker talking shit about Floyd Money Mayweather. Let's go. I heard him talking that dirty shit. I had to call in. What's up? I've been listening since the show started. What's up? Put me on. Ring the bell, man. Let's go.
What's the name? I'm about to let him out the cage like motherfucking
Kyle.
Tim K-I-L-E. Lane.
Kyle Money. Put it down.
Pal Money.
I got him in the cage right now.
This
is where we want to be.
It's Kyle, not Pyle.
All right, Kyle, go. We're going to let you loose.
Man, what's up? First off, I'm glad this happened. Everybody that listen, I want you to look up a movie called Unforgivable Blackness, Jack Johnson. This happened 100 years ago, and it's happening again. All these white people hating because Floyd is untouchable. That's why they're about to spend their money, and they're going to lose it. They're about to bet your money. Put it up and lose it. It's time to get it popping. Floyd is back, 50-0. Let's go.
Well,
I don't
really
got much to say because there ain't nothing to say. I'm taken back by the people calling in, believing this hype bullshit of McGregor. And I love McGregor. I watch boxing and UFC. Like I said, I've been listening since the show started. It's unbelievable how people believe things that people just talk shit, man. It ain't. I just had to call in and say what's up because I love the show. Matt, what's up? I see you over there producing. Get it going, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Kyle, well, you are past your 45 seconds, man, so we want to thank you for calling in.
You're calling again, Kyle.
And that was a great call. I know that some of our alumni callers would enjoy your energy for sure. They're always looking for energy around these parts. So thanks again, Kyle, for calling in. We're going out to the 916-895. 916-895, first time caller, 45 seconds, go.
Yo, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Name, where are you calling from?
For sure, yeah, I'm calling out of Fresno, California. I just wanted to
name?
Just give my opinion on it. I mean, this has always been what it's been. It's
your name?
Oh, Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Nice. Yeah, man, this has always been what it's been since the beginning. I can't believe people are making it is, you know, other things or whatever. It's the greatest. One of the greatest boxers versus one of the greatest MMA fighters. Floyd is going to take care of business like he always takes care of business. But let's not lie to ourselves. If this was a real fight or MMA, Conor would take care of business easy and fast. So whenever they get in front of each other's faces, man, anytime anyone ever talks, I don't want to hear any trash talk amongst them. I just want to see the boxing fight and have them make their money. Because at the end of the day, if it's a real fight, Floyd ain't talking nothing. Let's all be honest here. Anything else, people are just uneducated or they're going about race or whatever. It's not about race. It's about a boxing fight. Let's keep it at that.
Well, all right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Very
Jonathan, what's up?
The idea that, like, boxing isn't a real fight, I just need to keep dispelling that to these MMA fans and these UFC fans and these McGregor fans. The simple metaphor is you see two guys duking it out on the street. They're only throwing hands. You go tell your homies, I just saw a boxing match. No, you're going to say, I just saw a fight, first off. And the idea that MMA is a real fight, no, it's not. No, it's not. There are tons of rules in MMA. The idea that just because you add more tools to a fight means it's a real fight and one isn't true. If this is a real fight, people would be bringing bats, bringing knives, they'd be doing eye gouges, fish hooks, all these things that aren't allowed in an MMA fight for obvious reasons make it not a real fight. It's just a different thing. You wouldn't say kickboxing is a real fight and boxing isn't, right? That wouldn't make more sense. So the idea is not that McGregor would beat him in a real fight. It's that McGregor would beat him in his sport because it's his sport. Mayweather's not in MMA, just like McGregor would not beat Mayweather in his sport because he doesn't do that.
Yo, before we get to some other callers, this is a separate one in itself, but Tank says, my fans and supporters, I apologize. I'll make it up to you. I'm young. I'm growing. I had a chance to make the weight. I knew I couldn't make it, and that's that. I will have a belt again. So he didn't even attempt to make it. Wow.
Yeah.
How is that going to sit with Money May? We're going to go out to Skype. Chezzy, talk to me. 45 seconds, Chez, talk to me.
What's going on, man? I just want to put out a disclaimer. You know, I am a Conor McGregor fan. I'm a fan of watching. I am a fan of watching Conor McGregor get his ass whooped. And also, for those who says that Floyd's not going to, this is going to be his last fight, I don't think it's going to be his last fight. Or I have doubts anyways, as far as if he KOs Conor McGregor, he's going to create a whole new fan base from UFC that he may be able to make a bigger payday against Canelo or something, which I think would actually be another, probably bust this one right here, right out the water. But yeah, that's it.
All right, Chess, thanks for calling in. I mean, I told Matt before, if Canelo beats Triple G, Floyd's coming back. 210-718. 210-718. First time caller, get off a speaker or you're going down. 5, 4, 3, 2. 847-989. 847-989. First time caller.
What's up?
First time caller, my friend.
What's up? How's it going? This is first time caller right here. I love your show. Always listen, never called before. I've been watching boxing for a while now. My favorite boxer is Bernard Hopkins, but I'll get to the point.
Well, we need your name and your location. Name and state.
Name. Call me Even Steven. Call me Even Steven. Morton Grove, Illinois. First suburb north of Chicago. I didn't say I was from Chicago, though, so most people do from the north side. But anyways, I do think Floyd Mayweather is going to win, but I think an interesting topic of discussion amongst you all, like, down the line would be this. You know, McGregor's got a 74-inch reach. That's freakish. That's like the reach of someone who's 6'3", not an NBA player, but just an average guy. And Floyd Mayweather also has a freakish reach, 71 inches. But, you know, we saw that Floyd had some issues with Maidana. And do you think that Conor McGregor would beat Maidana with that 74-inch reach with a lucky punch? You know what I mean? I'm trying to set up the reach here as a possibility that McGregor might get that 1% hit and end the match. Cut it.
Whoa, sorry, buddy. We're giving everybody 45 seconds. Matt, I don't know. This thing is jam-packed. It seems like we got tons of callers. You wanna do an all-time new drive-by? I say we do an all-time new drive-by to give everybody an opportunity here. What do you say? 15 seconds?
Yes.
15 seconds, and ladies and gentlemen.
A lot of people are new callers, so don't worry about telling us your name or where you are. I'm probably not gonna get your name down.
Absolutely not. We want your name and where you're calling from. So as soon as I say your area code, when I say 832-690, you say, first time caller, my name is Matt, and I'm calling from L.A., big city of dreams. And I want to say Conor McGregor is about to bust all of TMT's dreams. All right? That's what I want to hear. Not verbatim. You could come up with your own stuff, all right? And so on and so forth per caller, because there are a lot of you. This is a spontaneous show, and normally when we're giving away extra content, it's on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. So if you want more, go there, because here we're shutting shit down. Matt, you ready? I want to see how your...
It's going to be nearly impossible. Everyone's name down, so good luck to me.
What? You already making excuses?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Just go to the next caller.
I was actually looking for my Chinese boxing. Chinese boxing.
Chinese boxing. I have heard that Chinese boxing lacks any real power.
I just like that. We're going to go to the 832-690, first time caller.
Hey, no, this ain't first time caller. This is LJ out of Houston, man. Houston, Texas.
Talk to
us. I got Floyd Mayweather back. I got Floyd Mayweather about 5-round knockout. I might not be able to see the fight. I'm a huge Texas hurricane on his way. May lose power. So I'm going to be on Facebook hoping somebody stream it. Peace.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. 404-475. 404-475. Go. First time caller.
This is the J. This is the J, man. Can you hear me?
The J from where?
Hello?
Jay from where?
From calling from Atlanta.
Talk to us, Jay. Go. 15 seconds.
Jay from Atlanta. Yes. I thought initially when I heard this fight, I thought Floyd was in danger doing the same thing Oscar did by being too greedy, trying to get the short shot. Now I realize Floyd is different from Oscar. Floyd is a consummate professional. When I looked at the weigh-in today, Conor looked dead. He looked drained. He looked like...
Cut it. Damn. That 15 seconds is going to be hard. You guys better get it together. All right. 404. No, we went there. 443. Baltimore. 443. Baltimore, stand up. 443-894. 443-894. Go.
Hey, this album from Baltimore, a brand new caller. I just got to say, man, I'm devastated by the Tank news.
I know. Me too, hello? Bro. Me too.
Yeah, I'm devastated by that Tank news, but I got Floyd in between 8 to 10 by a knockout. I am an MMA fan, dude, but I think Conor just bit off way more than he can chew.
Mm. Great call, my friend Alvin from Baltimore. Thanks for calling in. Welcome to the show. 828-633-828-633. 15 seconds. Go. Cut it. 828-633. Going once. Going twice. 513. Looks like Cincinnati. 513-850. First time caller.
Yep, this is first time caller. I'm from Hamilton and I'm Jason. You know, I was just wanting to make an odd bet, and I was wanting to say that I'm a big MMA fan and also a boxing fan. And I was just wanting to say that I'm on the radio, I'm not out.
Can you lower the radio in the back?
I think either him or her parents were yelling at them.
Yeah, she dropped off. All right. She was an MMA fan and a boxing fan, so that was cool. We're going to the 202, might be DC, 202-421, 202-421, first-time caller.
First-time caller, man. This is Rome, DC. Man, I got Floyd, seven-round TKO, the ref stopping this, man. Yeah, boxing about levels. I don't even know if Conor can fight backwards. You only can come forward, man. You got to be way too dimensional with Floyd, man. He knows I do everything. Peace.
What you said your name was, buddy? Rome? Rome? Rome is gone. 256-606. 256-606. You're up.
Yo.
First time caller?
Yeah, this is Bo from Bama, man.
Bo, yeah, what up?
This is Bo from Bama. What up, man? Hey, first off, I want to thank you, TBB, for not turning a blind eye to this fight like some of my other podcasts I listen to. And, yeah, that. And I also wanted to say Floyd going to win 9 rounds or less. He knocked out every European or white American fighter he ever fought. Ricky Hatton, Bobby Gerper.
Cut it. 15 seconds, Bo. You guys better get it together. 301-604. You only got 15 seconds. We want your name, where you're calling from, and talk. 301-604, go.
This is Brandon from Maryland. Floyd going to crush him. He going to step on him. Mark my words, he's going to crush him. He going to step on him. He's going to stop him in six. That's my call.
All right. Follow suit, 954-232. We want your name, where you're calling from, and you just let us know what's on your mind. Come on. Cat got your tongue? We moving on. 954, California, 954-232. Going once, twice, gone. Iron Sal, talk to me. Iron
Yo,
Sal.
The milkman is calling in.
What? Milkman? What? Oh, man. We got Matt. Matt, I get it,
man. That was my bad, milkman. That was my bad.
It's understandable, milkman. That was my bad. It's a lot of people matching.
I didn't look at the list, to be honest. I get yours and Sal's number mixed up all the time. My bad.
He's under pressure. Go ahead. Go for it, milkman. You only got 15, though.
I'm going to tell you like this. Daniel Corrales had a 73-inch reach, and it didn't mean shit. And I told y'all a long time ago, Floyd's going to pull some shit. He said himself, he put Paula in the camp. He told Paula to go to the camp. Bitch!
All right, milkman. Thanks for calling in. We're going out to the 210. 718-210, 718-210, 718, first time caller.
Yes, sir, John from Dallas. I think Floyd Mayweather by TKO, late round, for sure. I don't know if you've seen that sparring video that he did with Van Herden, I think his name was. He fought Earl Spence Jr. not too long ago. That guy was pulling his punches and still touching Floyd up. McGregor up. So I don't think he has the skills to pay the bills.
John, just know that I completely agree with you. Sean Du, coming out of hiding, what's going on? Sean Du, you having a party over there. We're going to 303, 303, talk to me, 303-909, 303-909. You got 15 seconds, first time caller. What's your name, brother? Where you calling from?
First time caller. Hey, calling from Denver, Colorado.
Your name?
Hey, what's good at your boy? Hey, what's good at your boy, Haji Stacks? Hey, man. I never seen McGregor this hype, bro. I'm telling you, the thing about this fight is going to be the X factor, and the one with the X factor is Conor McGregor, man. This dude, Floyd, ain't never seen nothing like this, and y'all ain't never going to see nothing like this again.
Mm. All right, Haji Stacks, you better be sure to call in on Sunday. Sunday is Crow Day, where we serve all the people who got it wrong, Crow, and everybody who got it right, you get to gloat. Remember,
join us every Thursday and Sunday live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Listen, that's the best way to support this podcast. Head on over to iTunes. It's absolutely free. Drop us a 5-star review and tell the world, hey, these guys are here. Every time I want to talk boxing, they're there. For whatever topic, we're here. We're going to 661-454. 661-454, first time caller.
First time caller. This is Ignacio Perez from Delano, California. I think Mayweather's going to win because this is boxing, not UFC.
All right. You there, Ignacio?
Yeah, I think Mayweather.
Wow, he's just breaking up. All right. Ignacio, well, we did hear you. We heard you. I think you said, let me try. Are you there, Ignacio?
Mayweather.
Okay, that's
it. Yeah, Mayweather's going to win. This is boxing, not UFC.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, brother. Matt, we made it. We made it through another one. We made it through another one, brother. Thank everyone that called in. I want to obviously send a special thank you to everyone that participated in the show. If you hit the thumbs up, you are a super duper and you deserve to get a magic mushroom and one up. That's right, because we need those thumbs up instead of gray to be blue. Helps with the visibility of the show. Other people can find it. And I want you to remember to subscribe to this YouTube channel because we're going to be doing more Mayweather-McGregor coverage. We're absolutely going to do an immediate reaction to the live fight immediately after those two guys give their post-fight interviews. You want to be right here. So make sure you set a reminder because that show should be scheduled already. And yeah, if you subscribe, you'll get that notification. But you got to click on that notification bell. My name is Nestor Gibbs. I am your host. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And my final thoughts are weigh-ins are just that, weigh-ins. Unless the guy was getting moved out of there in a stretcher, he's all right. And in terms of the weight, it means nothing. Canelo was 174 when he fought Floyd. Floyd's been there, done that. The nervous energy, I'll take the advice of my co-host and believe that this is just something that, Conor McGregor does on a normal. So that's not a big deal to me. I'll believe Matt. And he's just playing the part, which he's done a wonderful job at doing. I think he's been the best counterpart to Mayweather thus far. I wish him the best. We all know one of my scenarios is him going 12 and continuing a boxing career. Let's see what happens. Matt, take it away.
And I'm Matt Thipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, etc. Final thought, like Ness said, it's weigh-ins. They really don't matter unless somebody didn't make weight, like Gervonta Davis, apparently. So I don't put much stock into this. I think most people are set in their ways with this fight already. I don't think the weigh-in was going to change people's mind. It was going to reaffirm people's mind. They're going to see Floyd being old if they're picking Conor. They're going to see the size difference. They're going to see those things. And if you're picking Floyd, you're going to see that Conor is weight drained. You're going to see those things when maybe they're not there. And that's fine. That's the beauty of prize fighting and the hype and the buildup that some people may not like. They may not like the buildup at times, but it's inherently a part of this game, this sport. I can't wait for tomorrow. Can't wait for it to be over in a sense and just get past this and get maybe Triple G Canelo. But again, you can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, at Matt Hunter TV on Instagram. And remember, catch us at 4:50 p.m. Central Time on The Young Turks on Facebook and YouTube Live on their channels, on their sports channel specifically. So peace.
Also, don't forget, if you're a hardcore boxing fan, we got some boxing tonight on Fox Sports 1 at 9 o'clock. We got Sergey Dervishenko going up against Tariano Johnson. If you're a Patreon supporter of The Boxing Voice, we'll be doing a live fight chat. So Check us out there for the main event on patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Head on over there. Check out what cool perks we have. If you've seen this long list of calls and you've seen that some of these people got cut off, become a ringer. Become a boomerang. If one call isn't enough, become a boomerang and double back. We got to go. See you later on for the Li-Fi chat.